Blog Talk Radio.
Of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries present Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will not be taking any calls tonight. But if you have questions, you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. We have recently established a Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, and we encourage each and every one to visit that website and to determine whether or not those courses are for them. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc. at www.riversofrevival.com. We welcome you tonight, and as we continue on this spiritual journey, we strongly believe in the Great Commission according to Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Beloved, we must complete the task. We must forcefully advance the kingdom. We must make the enemies of Jesus Christ his footstool. Let us start with our families, although sometimes they are very difficult to deal with, our neighbors, our friends, and co-workers and fellow students, if we are attending college or school at this time. We are to walk in authority on this earth and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. We should not take this lightly. We will take a short break and come right back. Come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, thanking you for your goodness, your mercy, and grace toward us as individuals and as a ministry. I ask, O Lord my God, that you would come and burn like a furnace and destroy all the arrogant and evildoers in my generational line, so that not a root or branch will be left in them. Lord, destroy all these false roots and all false fruit, and remove the old nature. Set me free and send the sun of righteousness with healing in its wings. I declare that Jesus Christ is the true vine, and I desire to become the branches. Since I acknowledge that I can only bear fruit as I am in Christ Jesus, tonight I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over this ministry, over this show, and every person who will be listening. I thank you for delivering us from the authority of darkness and translating us into the kingdom of your dear Son. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for your saving grace and the opportunity to host this show proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world. I pray that laborers will join us on this spiritual journey, and that every believer will abide by the Great Commission. In Jesus' name, amen. For tonight will be taken from Philippians chapter 2. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timotheus shortly unto us, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ's. But ye know the proof of him, that as a man with the Father, he hath served me in the gospel. Him therefore I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. Yet I supposed it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, and companion in labor, and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that ministered to my wants. For he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness, because that he had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick nigh unto death. But God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him, therefore, the more carefully, that when ye see him again, ye may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him, therefore, in the Lord, with all gladness, and hold such in reputation, because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. As we continue on this spiritual journey, tonight's lesson will be the continuation of understanding curses, and tonight we will speak on deliverance in the name of Jesus. Mark 16, verse 17 through 18 says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." When considering declaring the name of Jesus Christ against demonic entities, we must determine, can a name hold authority and power? Let's start this examination by defining the Greek word for name, which is onoma, meaning a name, but implying authority and character associated with that name. In today's society, as well as in past times, people associate and recognize some names as having authority and or character, trust and integrity. This can be the name of a person or a corporation or a nation. The name of a person, corporation or nation comes with the authority or power that backs them. So when you declare the name, then the authority and power that backs them is applied. When a person declares or speaks in the name of another, coming or doing something on their behalf, then those they are speaking to accept and acts towards them as they were the person, place, or entity that actually is, or as the authority and power. The authority in a name can be conferred or bestowed to someone else. Such is the case with us who are Christians. The name of Jesus Christ conferred to us gives us the right to use his name to apply his authority. Now let us examine the scope of the authority in the name of Jesus. For it is in that we find the limits of how we can use it while operating in God's will. Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20 says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen. It is clear that all power or complete authority everywhere, both on earth and in heaven, which dominates not just the sky, but the spiritual or eternity, has been given to Jesus, thus his name holds it as well. The Greek word for heaven in this scripture is Uranos, meaning the sky, by extension, heaven as the abode of God. By implication, happiness, power, and eternity as well as hear heaven and sky. Jesus has all authority in the spirit realm and earthly or natural realm. It is important that you understand that the name of Jesus or any reference to his in character or authority, such as saying the Lord rebuke you for he is Lord, causes Satan and his demonic host to fail. This is seen in Jude 9 when Michael the archangel declared the Lord's authority against Satan when he disputed about the body of Moses. It reads, "Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, The Lord rebuke thee. The angels and demons recognize and are submitted to the authority in Jesus' name. There is power, miracle-working power, demon-chasing power, sickness-breaking power in the name of Jesus Christ. The power in his name permeates into the darkest recesses of Satan's kingdom, causing submission to it throughout the demonic ranks. Now, although we do not see demons with our natural eyes or have natural power over them to stop the destruction and devastation that they cause, we yet must understand that they are subject to the authority that is in the name of Jesus Christ, both in the natural and spiritual realm. If it has a name, and all demonic spirits have names, then it is subject to the authority that is in the name of Jesus Christ. It does not matter how great their spiritual rank is. The name of Jesus Christ is above them, has authority over them. Philippians 2, verse 9 through 11 says, Wherefore God also had highly exalted him, and give him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in earth and things in heaven and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. When the name of Jesus Christ is declared, it causes everything to recognize and submit to the authority that is in or that backs up his name. This is shown by the fact that every knee bows. The Greek word for bows is kempto, meaning to bend. When Jesus Christ's name is declared, every demon bends or kneels down as an act of submission and respect to the authority that is in his name. You may not see them bending with your natural eyes, but you better believe that they are bending and kneeling, waiting for you to use that name to tell them to leave or cast them out from their activities. When the name of Jesus Christ is declared, it makes an authoritative statement to demonic spirits that Jehovah saves. This salvation includes deliverance, causing them to bow and submit to the conferred authority that is in the child of God through the name of Jesus Christ. As we endeavor to use the name of Jesus with authority, we must first address a key fact that has often hindered many from seeing the results that they hoped they would see when they declared the name of Jesus Christ. Let's re-examine Mark 16, verse 17. It reads, "And these signs shall follow them that believe." The key word in this text of Scripture is believe. Casting out devils is a sign of a Christian who believes. Now, meaning to have faith in, upon, or with respect to a person or thing. That is to say, credit or by implication to entrust, especially one's spiritual well-being in Christ. Believe, commit, to trust, to put in trust with. As we see here, faith or to believe means to trust. Trust does not question, rather depends upon and accepts as truth. Believing is not hoping something is true with consideration that it might not be at times. Rather, believing is having an assurance that what you are believing is true. And in this case, it refers to the authority that is in the name of Jesus Christ. Believing does not mean acknowledgement, rather trust in. When you say you believe in Jesus Christ's name, it comes with life-changing things or decisions. You can't say that you believe in his name for power and not for character. Again, the authority in a name is both in power and in character. When you truly believe in Jesus' name, then all things are passed away. Sin and behavior that is outside the will of God, causing right standing through repentance. And all things are become new, giving you access to authority due to righteousness. So believing does not start with the authority associated with the name, rather the character associated with a name. When you believe in his name, your character begins to resemble his, thus giving you the power that also is associated with that name. You see, the word believe is not just a word that evokes thoughts, but one that demands action. That action is first within, which is character, and then flows out, which is power. Many Christians want to use acknowledgement, which requires no change, in place of trust, which requires change, and declare that this is faith or believing in Jesus' name. Because of this approach, many have failed in the application of Jesus' name against demonic spirits in various areas. This is true of the seven sons of Sceva, who wanted the authority in the name, but not the character that goes with the use of the name. Acts 19, verses 13 through 16 says, "Then certain of the vagabond Jews' exorcists took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and the chief of the priests, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. These men acknowledged the name of Jesus Christ, but they did not truly believe in his name, which in doing would have caused new life, character change on the inside. Then in turn would come with the right to use the authority in the name. We will take a short break and come right back. We appear to be having some technical difficulties at this time, so we will continue with the lesson until everything is...
Reach out,
oh, bless the name of Jesus. This is an appeal to reach out and touch Jesus. As he's passing your way right this very moment,
you will find he's not too busy.
I'm talking to you, my sister. I'm talking to you, my brother. I'm talking to some mother. I'm talking to some father right now. I'm talking to that young man. I'm talking to that young woman. Jesus is passing away right now. If you just reach out and touch Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus of Nazareth is passing away. Somebody just reach out and touch Jesus right now. Everybody of a soul, right now in the name of Jesus, reach out and touch Jesus.
Keep
passing your way. Feeling depressed and frustrated.
Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries present, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls tonight, but if you have questions, you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. And as we come to the end of the first part of this show tonight, Understanding Curses, we encourage you to write to us for more information regarding prayers that can release you from the bondage of curse. At this time, we would like to extend an invitation to each and every person to recommit themselves or to commit themselves to the Lord Jesus Christ and to accept Him as their Lord and Savior. In Revelation 2, verse 4, Jesus warned that the Christians in a particular church had drifted away from their first love. They did not love Him as they once did. Could this apply to you or me today? A little later in Revelation 3, verse 15, He warned believers in another church that they had grown lukewarm, no longer hot and passionate for Him. Could He mean us? Has your love for Jesus Christ waned? Has your devotion for Christ weakened? We will take a short break and we will come right back. And during that break, I would like you to think seriously about it. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If we repent of our sinfulness, then confess and trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives, we will be saved from the penalty of sin. The gospel offers us promise to save us from the penalty of sin, but we must believe it. The gospel also offers us a person, Jesus Christ, who paid our penalty and deserves to be Lord of our lives. We must receive him. I would like to invite you right now to pray to God, telling him you're ready to trust Christ to save you from the penalty of sin, and confess him as the Lord and Savior of your life. Tonight, Jesus is calling you. Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, waiting to be your Lord and Master. I'm going to ask you to submit to him by repenting of your sins and enthrone him in the center of your heart. I must remind you that he allows no rivals. You must proclaim Jesus Christ. Please join me in prayer right now. But let the words be your own. Don't just repeat the words as if they were spiritual chants, but speak them to the personal Lord who loves you enough to die for you. Let us pray. Lord, I admit that I have sinned and made myself unclean before you, the Holy God. I understand that I deserve death as a penalty for my sins. And I believe that Jesus Christ paid the price with his blood. I want to turn away from my lifestyle of selfishness and sin. I repent. I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. And I put him in control of my life as Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Dearly beloved, if you have just accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you have just recommit your life to Jesus Christ, and you would like more information to help you grow spiritually, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. We would like to remind you once again that we are on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we encourage you to tune in to us. We would like to thank you once again for listening tonight. We appear to be having some difficulties with the music tonight, but we pray that the show tonight have touched someone. And as we continue on this spiritual journey, we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning into the show tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity and this privilege to host this show tonight and to minister to your people. We pray, O God, that these people will not take this teaching lightly, but they will meditate on every word that was presented to them tonight, dear Lord. We pray, O God, as they meditate and seek you, that they will be able to receive further revelation on this lesson. Father, I bless you and I thank you for this great opportunity. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and good night.